100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and y'all come up with the stories. And the topic or topics for this week, thousands of years, virtual reality, prompt, extremely flexible, consensus, and major. And we got a few stories in this week, so I'll go ahead and share them with you, and then I'll be back after you listen and enjoy and savor all of these creative endeavors.
Hi, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and here's my 100 words this week called Major Tom. He'd been floating in a galaxy far, far away, in a most peculiar way, for over half a century, and his back was killing him. He shook his empty protein pack and exhaled loudly before thumping the control panel. The O on his halo monitor promptly fell off and floated past his ear. Hello, can you hear me? Major Tom to ground control. Hello, can you hear me? Through his little window, planet Earth wasn't looking as blue as he remembered. He wanted to hug his wife, so instead he screamed as loud as he could. No one heard him. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Good morning, this is Richard. And before I start today, just want to congratulate Lawrence on achieving 17 years of doing what you do. Long may it continue. Anyway, here's my story. The prompt was pick a few, so I picked everything because I couldn't just pick a few. So this one's called Plug Me In. We live in technologically exciting times, don't you think? Some tech would have seemed like magic to our predecessors, like virtual reality, for example. And unlike the technology of 100 years ago, it can be extremely flexible, useful for applications from medicine to virtual worlds. As for the real world, the general consensus is that it's in trouble. For thousands of years, we've been setting ourselves up for a major catastrophe. Our prompt may be to seek refuge from impending disaster. Personally, I'd happily be uploaded into the cloud to live out my days like some latter-day technological angel. All done. So until next time, goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 841, with a pick few prompt. Now, few to me means more than a couple, but less than many, and I figure many is five. So few is between is either three or four. I think I used three. Anyway, here's my story. Now, Bilbert, his mother said, you don't need to chase Sabrina off. She's a little weird, but she's harmless. Bilbert blinked. Harmless, Mom? She's a witch. She could turn me into a toad. She shook her head. You're overreacting. At superhero headquarters, we've researched a number of alleged witches. We've learned that witches have been around for thousands of years, and the major consensus is that they're well-intentioned and no one has ever been turned into a toad. There's always a first time, Bilbert mumbled. You'll be sorry when you answer the phone and all you hear is croaking. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I've been around for thousands of years, and although I'm really all in the mind, I'm afraid that for those who cross my path, I'm a virtual reality. I prompt the unwary to take unnecessary risks. I sow doubt and dissent against the consensus, turning the tide of opinion and misleading the gullible. I'm all over fake news, conspiracy theory, and manipulation. You see, I'm extremely flexible, and though I don't like bragging, I'm a major player whenever fear, confusion, and hatred rear their ugly heads. But as for who I am, you can work that one out for yourselves.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Major Bunny hurried through the main hall. "What happened?" asked Benny, the only human around. He had been adopted by the bunnies as a kid. "Not now, Benny, not now!" The bells clanged, prompting everyone together. "Fellow bunnies, we've been called to action!" Everyone murmured. "Consensus Bunny has received the order. This is not a drill." That's when the bunnies stopped being bunnies. And how relieved they were. Thousands of years pretending. They were still small, but they weren't cute anymore. "Let's harvest some humans!" shouted Major Bunny, and the mob scattered in all directions, much to Benny's horror. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziekutkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Kitaro entered his name at the prompt, turned on his headset, and the world's databases appeared around him. It didn't take him long to find the financial anomalies. Altered shipping manifests, strange payments made to inspectors. He was about to file a report when his headset exploded. His body fell from the chair, and his office caught fire. After the sprinklers put out the fire, a fire crew sifted through the records. "Nothing in the logs, Major," said the lead investigator. And the case was closed. The Major checked his balances for a payment with his terminal, not his headset.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of, well, it was a pick few, multiple topics. You can look up at the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to see what the topic was, if you couldn't remember, or you can just hit rewind and listen to the first 30 seconds of this podcast, whatever you want to do. You can check the text of the stories over at the website, archives of over 17 years. That's a lot. I know, it's daunting. Oh my God, there's too many. It's like going back and reading all the Dear Abby columns. Although, God knows why you would want to. Hints for Heloise. Yeah, because I do macrame. Let's see what else. The next topic is scoreboard. I know the system is a little weird on WordPress. I upgraded it to 6.0 and it broke the RSS feeder or something. I had to redo some of the templates to get a few other things working. So, yeah, it's still weird. I'm sure that 6.1 will break more things. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.